This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for some love in the daytime on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. The power of good words are upon us as we think every day of what we have in our vocabulary and our experiences, the language of our brains and how our brains connect to the rest of us. The old spirit-mind-body connection, I think, is very evident here as we have our discussions about what's going on. The words that we use, I'm not sure you think about this when you're using the words, but if you train yourself to sort of think about what you say. The old expression I learned when I was in elementary school, put your mind in gear before your brain in gear before your mouth in motion. And certainly when we do this for a living, it's important to kind of, because we all are learning this more and more every day, that words carry meanings and intention and feelings with them. Sometimes I think we get overworked up about some of the phraseology and things that people say. I think a perfect example of that is Whoopi Goldberg and how, but there are a lot of things that people say, whether they're famous or they're not famous, that are taken out of context. How many arguments have you had with your spouse about things that were misinterpreted? I certainly in my life have had things that either I've said that were misinterpreted or somebody that was close to me. It happens here all the time. All three of the ladies misinterpret a whole lot of stuff that I say. But, you know, we kind of smooth it out and work it over and come up with a satisfactory solution to whatever that problem might be. So, and of course, they wouldn't tell you that they were, that there was a problem. It was my problem, not their problem. It's my problem that I don't understand what they're saying.
You know what it is? And you actually, did you realize you are soulmates with Whoopi Goldberg?
So I am.
That's the problem.
Yes, right.
When you criticize people for a living, when you are tough on people for a living, and when you comment on what other people say for a living, then when you say something that's, you know, not registering on the smart meter,
gets held up for ridicule.
Then you get held up a little bit, right?
All right. Well, as an example of that,
I'm not saying you're Whoopi Goldberg, but
no, but you said something earlier. I was complimenting Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then, you know, you said that it was a left-handed compliment. Or you didn't say it just that way, but you
said
it was
wow,
something.
That's really nice. I was actually...
No, that's like, not what you said at all.
I didn't
you
say it was
something.
A left... No, yeah, I said, wow, said, Phil had a seizure because you gave him a compliment.
They said that was basically your way of saying that you loved Phil. It was nice.
Oh, okay. Anyway, one of the things that I like about being able to take things apart and putting them back together here is to examine silly little things that happen around our country and around the world, I guess, to a point. And the USA Today, this is what drives Victoria bonkers. When I have an actual newspaper in front of me, I have the USA Today.
They're just so dirty. They get ink all over your hands. That's
so wash your hands.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually, I don't know about ink, but stuff that's on paper is probably good to get in your body in modest amounts because it builds up your immune system. That's always so. You know, these people that continue to go around. Yesterday, I went to Washington yesterday for a meeting, and I was in the Hilton Hotel by the airport, and all these people come in and they spray that crap from Purell or whatever it is on their hands. So this lady, I do this all the time. I always pick out somebody who's doing it, and I say, do you realize what you're doing? And this was a woman was a complete stranger, and I'm sure she thought I was bonkers. But I was sitting at the, I was waiting for the two guys that I had the meeting with, and so I'm in the business room, and there are a couple of ladies who are obviously working on the Olympics, because all their lingo was about the Olympics and what was going on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this one lady then gets up and goes over to the thing that's on the wall that you push to get the Purell out and does her hands. So I was busy minding my own business, but I saw that, and I'd asked her how to get on the Internet when I couldn't figure it out. And then she does that. So I said, do you know how bad that is for your body? And she looked at me like I had two heads. What do you mean? I said, when you put that stuff on your hands, you're not only killing the bad bacteria, but you're killing all the good bacteria that help to keep your body strong, your system working, your gut performing as it's supposed to. She thought I was completely out of my mind. I know I could tell by looking at her. But she said, thanks. Anyway, so I grabbed the USA Today there, and what to my wondering eyes should appear, but the news from Massachusetts that they chose to print was the story about a proposed bylaw that's going to be taken up in Nantucket that would give everybody the right to go topless on all of the beaches on Nantucket. So what do you suppose that does for tourism? If not, I can't imagine.
I feel like that is, how can that, is this something that the people who, like, own houses and you know, live on Nantucket want?
No, that's why it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, wow.
But the fact that somebody bring it, so how many people, how many more people do you think, the people of Delray Beach in Florida? Okay, there's going to be a city council there is going to take up in a minute.
Well, that makes more sense in Florida, but Nantucket?
Like they have topless beaches. I remember when I was a kid, my mother was sick, and so my father bought a place in Palm Beach on Singer Island in 1964. And I remember the first time we were down there, it's Riviera Beach, Singer Island, that whole area. There was a nude beach. I remember it was the first time I ever saw an old man naked. And it was the most it scarred me for life.
I'm not for this, though. I would think that this screams Doug Steffen, because you're very European with your, you know.
What, topless on women go topless on the beach? Well, if there's an age limit, maybe. Yeah, maybe up to a certain age, it's okay. But after that.
You mean the age limit in the other way. Oh, my God. I thought you were saying, well, no, I don't. I'm not a perv. No one under 18.
No, I'm not a perv.
He doesn't want it the other way. Yeah, he doesn't want anybody over 40. That's really what he's saying.
Well, maybe 50. Depends. Maybe there's got to be some sort of a checking. When you check in to come into the beach, there's got to be somebody checking you out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well,
I don't know if that's going to happen. So the proposal is that all the beaches are topless?
Yeah.
Not just like designated beaches?
Yeah, yeah, no.
I'd be all for it as long as it's bottomless, too. Why should guys have none of the fun? You know, let's just all, if women get to show
Do you really want to see?
Yeah. Bring it all.
Junk?
Oh, God,
absolutely.
I'd leave the beach.
Really?
This is very European, you know. The Europeans have clothes when they sunbathe.
But the men at least stick to Speedos, which is awful enough. But
I happen to find myself in Germany on a Catholic holiday during the summer months, and they didn't stick to Speedos.
Wow. So that was...
face down in the grass. Like, no towel, no blanket, just full junk and grass.
Yeah. You know, Jay's being very quiet about this. Maybe she likes going to naked beaches.
To each their own.
Yeah.
Well, if you feel comfortable and confident, go get at it.
Sure.
You don't want to look? Don't look.
If the people who are always on the naked beach are never really, you know, no one looks like J-Lo, and no one looks like, you know, Gronk, or, you know, it's just not the people that you want to see naked.
But if you're confident and happy with it, you know, rock it. Why not?
Sure.
All right, couple of other notes regarding... the pandemic and COVID, et cetera, the news that Victoria has for us, focusing on all these devices in the households where there is Comcast Internet. Comcast is the biggest of these companies now because they own NBC, they own Universal Productions. They're a huge, huge, huge conglomerate. So does it surprise us to learn that 1 billion devices that are connected to Comcast
more people were at home, right? And everybody needed Wi-Fi to work from home and do remote learning for school. But, when you look at what sectors have grown, so the number of devices has grown 12-fold between 2018 and 21. Health devices were the fastest growing category. So that's smart watches, smart rings, fitness trackers, things like that. That actually grew 39 times since 2018. And then smartphones are still the number one connected device. But then another surprise was that Comcast customers had 36 million gaming consoles connected to Wi-Fi. That was a 15-fold increase since 2018. So gaming's becoming more popular, too.
Apparently.
But I think a lot of this has to do with the pandemic. Like, put the kids in front of the video game while mom and dad are on video calls with work. I mean, I think that there's a whole lot of that, you know, that happened.
Yeah. The pandemic also has brought about a sort of a boom in small businesses, new businesses being started at a rapid clip. And maybe, I mean, I think that's a good sign for the economy. It's also a good sign for taking down some of the influence of the huge conglomerates that seem to dominate all of the attention when it comes to the business world. A lot of new businesses, matter of fact, 5.5 million applications to start new companies last year, which is twice as many as had been done, let's say, back in 2019.
And that's also part of the Great Resignation, right? Everyone's talking about that.
I think you can that conclusion. Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah, I mean, well, the labor statistics have documented that's really what happened. So when people, and we've asked this question too, like, well, where did everyone go? Everyone left the workforce, so there are all these jobs open. Well, a lot of them, 4 or 5 million of them, have started their own business. So it's I think that's great. Every time my dad has run small businesses, you're a small business owner. I feel like the most employment I've ever gotten, with the exception of one company, have all been small businesses. So I think it's a vital, vital part of the American economy.
Yeah. It is. Small businesses run the country.
Yeah.
Even though the big businesses take all the oxygen out of the room. And they're always trying to put these little guys out of business, like the big radio companies have always been trying to put me out of business. That's probably what made me more stick to what I was doing than anything else. The fact that somebody didn't want me to do it, and still doesn't want me to do it. So,
tell this middle child he can't do something?
No, not at all. I learned in my meeting yesterday, this is inside baseball, but I'll share it because I think it's an interesting. It kind of shows you what the power is of big conglomerates. I often talk about there's three big companies that control most of the radio stations, most of the radio product in the country. Did you know, Jennifer, maybe you, because you and your dad run a radio company in addition to all the stuff you do on the air, that the iHeart company has a new form of a new device that they use in every city? Somehow they listen to the radio in every single radio station is on their on their radar, and they grab information about commercials that they don't have and go solicit those commercials, cut the price, and they get the business.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
exactly. Technology. Yeah. 18 past the hour.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time to check out our social media trending items from Twitter and Facegram and Facegram. I've got a new one. It's Facegram along with Instabook. How about that? We do Instabook and we do Facegram. I think that's cool. Jay, what do you say? We'll start
a
new business. You like
that? At DJV shows the handle, no matter where it is.
No matter where it is. All right, who's Linda Evangelista, and why do we care what's going on with her body?
This is the former supermodel who had that really bad cool sculpting situation that left her pretty much deformed and quote-unquote unrecognizable. Ooh. We had talked about this recently. Well, she did an interview which included pictures with People magazine, and she just talks about how she felt like she couldn't live this way anymore. She was hiding herself. At one point, she loved being on the catwalk, to all of a sudden, she was terrified of ever leaving her house and running into somebody that she knew. Because with cool sculpting, it's fat freezing, and it's supposed to decrease your fat cells. But in her case, she developed a side effect that actually increased and hardened fat cells, where the doctors were telling her this is irreversible. No matter no amount of diet or exercise you do, these areas are not going to shrink. And so she actually filed a lawsuit for $50 million in damages, claiming that this was a risk she was not made aware of. And she's sharing her story because, A, she's tired of hiding and living this recluse, depressed life. And, B, she wants to help other people not have to go through the same thing.
So is this the stuff that gets advertised, Sambalima or whatever it is? What's that, Sambala? What's that?
No, Hyvella is, this is something different.
Yeah,
I think Hyvella is what you're thinking of. That's for the jowls and the whole area of your neck and under the chin.
No, this is an ad for you're getting the body fat off of your middle. That's the
This is
Sambala?
A procedure. This is different. This is a procedure where they go and they freeze the fat. And in her case, instead of having the fat cells just shrink and then disappear, they turned into hardened lumps. It looks like she's got, like, tumors hanging off of her body.
Ugh.
So
they
she
be
said,
removed?
I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
Operation.
Yeah, we sent the pictures from People magazine, and so she's tried to have them removed, but there's nothing they can do. So it's like they just keep coming back. And she posted pictures of her legs, her thighs, and it's just all lumps. And this is literally, at one time, she was the world's biggest supermodel. She was right up there with Naomi Campbell and Cindy Crawford and Christy Turlington. They were all part of that same class of supermodels. And so all of those other women are still working.
Yeah, you definitely recognize her.
There are pictures that Jay sent in your email. There are all those other women are working, and so Linda has said, you know, everyone keeps asking me before they knew what happened, why aren't you working? And her face still looks the same. I mean, she's still beautiful, but her face is just like a little bit jowly, so it doesn't look like a lot of damage was done above her neck, but the rest of her body, you can see. Yeah, you can see where the lumps are. She said she can't lower her arms down next to her sides because the big lumps underneath her armpits are preventing her from doing that. I think she's incredibly brave to come forward, and this is probably the thing that a supermodel fears the most, is posting pictures
where
you
look
deformed.
She doesn't look like in the pictures. The before pictures don't look like she was any, you know, she was had any of the stuff that would worry you. I suppose maybe you get older and... You want to make sure your body's perfect.
I think she's still beautiful. I'm glad she's coming back.
Nice
face. She's live. I mean, she's still gorgeous. Come on.
Yep.
Well, just like you are, Jennifer. Jennifer is still gorgeous, as is Victoria, as is Jay. And, yeah, Phil, you're still gorgeous, too. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV. And I'm kind of gorgeous, too, actually, when you get right down to it. 28 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife, Joyce, and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, this is just too good to keep to myself. Right now, Kohl's is giving rewards members double the rewards. As if taking an extra 20% off and earning Kohl's cash wasn't enough, you also get double the rewards? Shopping just doesn't get better than this. So if you're not already a member, do yourself a favor and enroll today. It's free to do in-store or online at Kohl's.com/more rewards. You and your wallet can thank me later.
Must be enrolled in Kohl's Rewards to receive double Kohl's rewards. Earn amount may vary. Offer ends February 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to 40% on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. In-store only while supplies last.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into eastern regions of Ukraine on a peacekeeping mission Monday. Putin declared Russian-led breakout areas of Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk as People's Republics and independent regions on Monday. Putin ordered Russian troops into the separatist areas of Ukraine. Russian President Putin via a translator.
They see us as a dog barking at the caravan. We have never agreed to that, and we never will. Russia was always standing for resolving the most difficult issues at the negotiating table.
President Biden and our allies will announce new sanctions against Russia on Tuesday after Moscow recognized two breakaway regions of Ukraine as independent. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced Tuesday that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia as punitive damages against Moscow over the Ukraine invasion. We are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a television statement, gave his justification as to why he plans to take back Ukraine. Russian-funded RT News translates some of the statement.
But our suggestion was refuted from the get-go because we can't allow Russia to limit the activities of NATO. We were told that legally binding guarantees of security, only NATO members can have such guarantees. And last December, we have sent our partners the draft document about security guarantees and also the draft agreement on the measures of enhancing Russian security and NATO member security. In response, NATO members and the U.S. were saying a lot of words. There was some reasonable ideas, but they were talking only about secondary things. And it looked as an attempt to bring this discussion away from the main point. And we reacted in kind. I would like to emphasize that we are ready to negotiate, but only on the condition that all matters will be considered as a package in complex without going away from the main proposals made by Russia. And those have three main items. Firstly, non-expansion of NATO to the east, non-deployment of offensive weapons next to the Russian borders, and finally, bringing back the military infrastructure back to the Confederation of 1997 when the Founding Act was signed between Russia and NATO. These principled proposals were ignored.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming back into your hearts and your minds, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria Keelan is here trying to paint you word pictures so you can see in your mind what it is that we're talking about. Because it isn't just that you see things to make it true or feel good. You can hear things that make you feel good. A lot of people think because you can't see it with your eyes, it's not there, but that's not, I don't think that's true at all. I think that goes back to the, remember at Christmas time I always do that Victoria letter. Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Even though you can't see it, it's there. It's the spirit. So I think wise people are more open-minded, too, to lots of different things. And so I just had that thought and pass it along. Use it as you will. I was trying to figure out when the SAG Awards were. Victoria, did you find out? I
think February 27th, Sunday the 27th.
A week after next. Okay. So there are some actors. I've last night on the plane coming back I was looking at some of the original episodes of Yellowstone, which has become a very popular saga. Kevin Costner, but there's a lot of other. There are in the cowboys that are in the TV show are actually most of them real cowboys. Some have been actors. Kind of reminds me of Wilford Brimley and Richard Farnsworth, who were cowboys, and they were extras, and then they did stunts and stuff, and then they became legitimate actors later in their career. There have been a lot of people who, for these kinds of shows, there is at least Paramount has decided they want a certain amount of authenticity. So a lot of the Native Americans that are in that show, a lot of the cowboys, they're real cowboys and they're real Native Americans. If you go back to some of the movies that were made in the 40s and the 50s, the Indians were portrayed by white actors. I can remember a movie, Victor Mature played an Indian, and he looked ridiculous. Some of the old white actors, they put paint on them, and they expected them to look like Indians. And so now people are not easily fooled. And so this guy, whose name is Forey Smith, you would recognize him if you saw him. He's a real cowboy. And he's one of the sort of bunkhouse leaders. And he was invited. Apparently, he's up for a SAG award, and he says, "I'm not going." And
oh, is this the guy who doesn't want to get vaccinated?
Yeah. Yep. Doesn't want to. He says, "I don't vaccinate my dogs. I don't vaccinate my horse. I never got a flu shot, and I never will. So if they want me
you
to wear a mask,
don't take care of your animals. Wow, that's not something to brag about."
He says, "I don't vaccinate my animals, but I don't vaccinate
that's
my dogs."
That's taking care of animals.
Yeah, I get that, and I do the same thing, but there are people who don't. And, you know, that's just what the different thoughts, Victoria, what makes the world go round. And we can all, I had this conversation,
do
I'm
what
always
you want with your own body, but if you are going to have pets, and there are so many viruses and illnesses that can kill pets, and you can prevent death with a simple vaccine, then that's animal abuse.
Parvovirus and...
Yeah.
Things like animal that, heartworm.
Dude, if he doesn't want to get a medication. Shot, I don't care. But you don't do that to your animals.
Well, just, for devil's advocate's sake, animals in the wild don't get vaccinations.
But they're not living in this condition that we live in with domesticated animals, so it's a totally different thing.
Mm.
Animals in the wild don't encounter the stuff that domesticated animals do.
Other things from that circle, Sarah Jessica Parker says that Carrie, in fact, did call 911 for Mr. Big. Why are we regurgitating this?
Because this is the number one question that everyone keeps asking her. People are stopping her on the streets of New York, asking her why Carrie didn't call 911. And so her explanation is, Carrie did call 911. That's why you saw the paramedics taking out Big's body in back of her. And so, but I guess for a lot of people, it just felt like, she's just sitting there. She could have grabbed the phone. And then she said it was the way they shot it. It was supposed to be sort of like suspended animation. That it was just the moment between those two characters. But that she's defending Carrie, saying that Carrie did call the 911 professionals.
Well, it's interesting that this becomes it's a fantasy and becomes bigger than life, isn't it? Think about how much attention has been paid to this, and notwithstanding all the stuff that Chris Noth has gone through. Since all of this, what led up to it, the torrent of focus on this has really been kind of amazing, frankly. And again, a lot of it is because of what happened with Noth. And one wonders if all the attention given to him for Mr. Big and then the Peloton brought these people out of the woodwork to challenge, him in terms of what he may have done with people that he was working with. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. She was on with Andy Cohen. I was listening as let me tell the story about driving across Vermont and into New York. And I was listening to the Andy Cohen channel on Sirius. He was interviewing Jimmy Kimmel, and it was a little phony baloney, but actually there was some good information that came out of it that I found interesting. I think Andy Cohen's a likable guy. I think that he has a large following. That's why they gave him a channel there. But I listened to them talk back and forth about stuff. And I think it's always interesting if the people are interesting to listen like you're, to a good interview, it's like you were on the wall, you know, listening to something going on.
Fly on the wall. Andy Cohen is, I love Andy Cohen as an interviewer because he really asks the questions that the audience wants to know. He's very tuned in because he's also a fan, so he kind of comes from a position of, I'm a fan, and these are the questions that I would ask, and it just resonates really well with the audience. The opposite of that, of course, is Jimmy Kimmel, the worst interviewer ever born. Not Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon.
Fallon is the worst.
Jimmy Kimmel is actually a great interviewer. Fallon's the worst because he just makes it all about himself. He's fun to watch and people like him.
He's
got a very young demographic, but he's a horrible interviewer. It's just the worst.
All right. Speaking of horrible, I have never, ever, ever understood the interest in Larry David. And as an actor,
two
or
Captain
as Kermit's, a writer,
how do you guys are simpatico? How could you not?
That might be why.
Maybe that is why.
He was my neighbor.
You don't like things in someone you know that you see yourself in.
When I had the house on Entrada in Santa Monica, he was up on the other side of the hill. I could see his house, and he would often I don't know. There's something about him that maybe you're right. Maybe we always. If you think about it, what you don't like in other people is what you don't like in yourself. So maybe there's some truth.
With some exception, but yes.
To what you're saying. Anyway, HBO is going to do a documentary on Larry David. Huh? Isn't what he does the stuff that he does on his show, isn't that kind of a documentary?
No.
Curb Your Enthusiasm? That's the stuff going on kind of in his life.
That's not a documentary. No.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
That's an unscripted, scripted show. Mm-hmm. But in this interview, I saw the trailer yesterday and I laughed because he's very different from the character that he plays on Curb. And he said, you know, the Larry on Curb has no filter and says everything that's on his mind. So similar to you. But he said in real life, he's not like that at all. But the most shocking thing that I found from the trailer is that I had no idea Larry's in his 70s. I thought he was like early 60s. He does not look his age at all.
That's something else he has in common with me.
There you go.
So we're piecing this together. Twins, yeah. I have a lot more hair than he does, though. But anyway,
the Larry David story
will be on HBO starting the 1st of March, if you're into that thing, 10 o'clock at night. Okay, the Coachella announcement has been made, ladies. There will be no vaccination, testing, or masking requirements at the Coachella this year, Southern California. It's in April, right? Isn't that when they have starting
Coachella
going back?
And Stagecoach are in April.
Are you going there? Are you going to go see them?
No, I've been to Stagecoach a bunch. I think I'm aging out of Stagecoach. I don't know. It's so much fun, and I highly recommend that if you have not done one of those, that it's a lot of fun.
Who's headlining Stagecoach? Do you know?
I think Carrie Underwood. I know.
I didn't go to it. I wasn't even aware of it, but I got caught in the traffic there because I was in. I went to
the traffic is nuts.
Oh, it's crazy. I happened to go to a seminar in Indio that weekend.
Yep.
How many ever years? It was 6 or 7 years ago, and I remember it was like mayhem. It was awful.
Yeah, the best you can do with parking is minimum you're walking about a mile in and a mile out to your car, and you're on your feet all day. It's very hot already in Indio, and so
it's very hot.
I mean, it's a lot.
Dry. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how people drink all the way through it. I mean, literally, I would see people passed out, like these girls in their cute little shorts passed out face down in the grass. It's nuts, but. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. I think that this new thing for Coachella, particularly, you have a lot of hippies that go to Coachella. And it seems that the hippies are also part of the we don't want to have to show our hippies. Vaccination movement.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think for attendance purposes, and it's all outdoors, and there is so much sunlight. Yeah. Holy smoke.
Well, it's interesting because Stagecoach, the lineup is really great. It's Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, Luke Combs.
And then they're the three big headliners. Then Maren Morris and Brandi Carlile, Brothers Osborne, Margot Price, The Black Crowes, Smokey Robinson. Don't know why he's there, but that's cool. Yola and Molly Turtle. So that's a really good lineup.
Smokey is doing, he's on the road a lot.
Is he doing country stuff?
I don't know. He's doing whatever.
They have other stages.
Everybody knows him. And so, you know, he's a big draw.
They have other stages that seem to bring in other talent. So, like, when I was there, Steve Martin was there, which I know he's kind of sort of, yeah, bluegrassy. But they bring in other people. Last year, I can't remember, there's somebody that was also you wouldn't expect to see there. But it's fun.
Cool. It's cool. Yeah.
All right. Chevy Chase is in the news. He was interviewed on CBS This Morning this week. And he responded to being called a jerk. By people who worked with him. He's a jerk. He says, but I know who I am, et cetera, et cetera. I like who I am. So isn't that what's important? If you like yourself, what do you care what other people say? Isn't that kind of...
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people who have come out...
N-word stuff.
Yeah, he's made racist comments. And yeah. Donald Glover, who's the star of Atlanta,
Community.
He was on Community for a while.
Yeah.
And he said that, like, Chevy Chase was taunting him with racist stuff while he was trying to shoot scenes. It sounds really like Chevy Chase is off his rocker, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's always kind of been off his rocker.
Yeah.
Frankly, you know,
but like he lives in Long Island. He lives in Long Island, so he makes local news a lot for like not great things. I'm in New Jersey, so I hear a lot of the stuff that he's up to. Like someone, I guess he believes someone cut him off on a road, and he literally hunted these people down in his car for miles, and then cut them off.
Is that unusual?
Do you know who that's what he does. And he's like, do you know who the FIM and all this kind of stuff? And they had no idea who he was because they were two young kids. But, yeah, I don't know. He's not balanced, maybe.
Okay, well, that's a way of looking at it, I guess. But there it is. We brought you the report, folks. You do what you want with the information. 48 after the hour.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dr. 53 after the hour now. It's time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us up to date with answers to some of your questions. Yep, it's questions for Dr. Ken. And let's get started with the over-the-counter pain relievers that we like to say. I threw my back out this past week because I slipped on the ice. So I took that Bayer back and whatever they call it, the back thing. And it does. It relieves the muscle tension, because that's what it, you know, that's what they do. That's what caused the problem. The muscles get all tightened up. But now I read that some of these pain relievers could increase the risk to have ringing in your ears. Yes? And why?
Yes. There's a report, Journal of General Internal Medicine this week. You have ringing in your ears. You know, there's a big word for everything in medicine, tinnitus. They report an observation that people who regularly, not like you just once for a short period of time, but people who regularly use over-the-counter pain medicines, and here they were looking mostly at aspirin and Tylenol, and probably the Aleves and Motrins of the world would be in that grouping also. Using them on a regular basis can lead to tinnitus. So if you have ringing in your ears, you may want to talk to your doctors about alternative sources. And also, in general, using these things long-term for pain, encourage your physician to get to the source of the pain. Let the physician help you figure it out and try to treat that as opposed to just treating symptoms.
All right. Next question has to do with eating well. And if you are eating well, or if you're changing, if you're dieting, you're changing your modus operandi, what does it do to your lifespan?
Well, young people in their 20s and 30s, a study out of PLOS Medicine this week, Doug, showed that you can get an extra 10 years of life by converting to a healthy diet. And we know even in people who are elderly, 60, 70, 80, 90, you can get an extra amount of time, maybe not quite a decade if you start earlier, but it's never too late. But this is really an amazing, clear benefit of a healthy diet for young folks, an extra decade of life.
Extra decade. All right, so I'm working on that right now. Let's see. We'll add, but you don't know, you get to a point, okay, am I living on borrowed time? Because the changes that have occurred in what the longevity tables show us would indicate that we aren't living as long in general because of COVID, but also because of what we eat and how we live our lives. Don't exercise, all that stuff. So whether you like to be here, if you're enjoying your family, having a good life, why not get as much as you can out of it and be smart? It doesn't mean you have to, go off the deep end, but you got to be smart. I think that's what Ken is saying. Okay, high blood pressure. You're a cardiologist. Ken's from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. Again, the number to contact him, 352-735-1400 for an appointment. You can discuss a lot of these things with him as he's checking you out. So high blood pressure, what does that also increase the risk for?
There's a meeting of the American Stroke Association this week, Doug, and what they report is years of uncontrolled high blood pressure just increase the risk of mental decline. We all know as we get older, our heads are not working as well as they did when we were younger, and apparently this decline just dramatically occurs quicker and faster for years of lack of good blood pressure control. So it's just another important reason why we all need to know our blood pressure and make sure it's under good control. And the technology out there to follow your blood pressure at home is getting better and better. We have in our office these wrist watches that have been calibrated that your insurers are now understanding that it leads to your benefit, less hospitalizations, less ER presentations. And the insurers are covering these things. It's wonderful to be able to do remote patient monitoring with these devices and talk to doctors about them. Insurance is there covering it where we can actually provide these devices that will follow your blood pressure, your heart rate, your pulse oximetry, all in a little wristwatch, and they're accurate.
And the other side of it is, if in fact you have low blood pressure like I do, does that automatically mean that I'm not at as much risk for mental decline?
Well, you have under good control blood pressure, and that's exactly right, that your cognitive abilities will slow down at a much slower rate and will sustain themselves. And I think that in reality, although you may not have a unanimous vote on that, I think most people would assess it that way.
Yeah, it's slowing down the slowdown, in other words. All right,
exactly.
Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Health Group.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.